This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
LoveRacing.nz update, your home for everything thoroughbred racing. Visit LoveRacing.nz, racing's biggest fan.
And being a Tuesday, we're very lucky to be joined by Pip Morris this morning, very much becoming one of the faces of the new Entain trackside product, and they're really swishing it up, aren't they, with plenty of work on too, Pip. There's so much more, it seems, for you to be doing, because they've just made the personalities a lot more high profile.
Good morning, Smithy. They certainly have. Yep, we're injecting a lot into it, obviously, as we touched on last week, just putting presenters, I think, back into the face of our track side, certainly to the foremost. We saw that at Cambridge as well with the grins, plenty of presenters on there to bring all of the action, but I think that's what's needed. So, yep, looking forward to it. Back in the chair again today, of course, with Palmerston North Greyhounds as well.
Yeah, Pam, I'll ask you about that shortly. You might have one or two for us to be interested in. But over the weekend, they had this wonderful new Southern Alps promotion down there at Riccarton, $350,000 race. But it was a big milestone weekend also for probably one of the most well-known trainers ever in the South Island, the history of the game, actually, Michael Pittman.
Oh, it certainly was. He racked up 2,000 winners in New Zealand. Of course, he'd already picked up 90 overseas, but here in New Zealand, officially took him there with Epi Beale taking out the listed race there at Riccarton as well. It was a fantastic performance from her in the insurance, NZB Insurance Stakes. He did go into the day as well, Smithy, on 19,098. He picked up one in the first with Movie Girl, and then Epi Beale securing him that win. So absolutely fantastic. And for it to be down on his home track as well, a hearing from Michael Pittman that Epi Beale will now line up in the Woolstep Stakes as well. So on the back up this weekend into another listed race for the three-year-old. She looks like a really nice filly, a syndicate that's been into the racing with him for many years as well. So very apt that she picked it up for him on his home track, and I'm sure he'll be picking up more before the season ends.
It was a pretty small field for the Welcome Stakes, I think it's fair to say, because it's been quite a time-honoured event over the years. However, I'm not sure if you'd have put another five or six or seven babies in that field, they'd have run past Nuclear Zoo, looks like Tiakau, who quite often take a South Island Raider down there, because they've got a set-up down there, but this looks to be pretty special.
Oh, absolutely. Unbeaten, of course. He's a horse out of the Al Manzoor, 3 from 3. Just put them away, didn't he, in the Wakefield Stakes series. Beautifully bred. Of course, Tiako have won it 9 out of 20, out of the last 20 years, so they really know how to produce one. But he just put them away dominantly there. He's actually a half two to Kelly Alfarasha, actually a full brother, sorry, Smithy, there to Kelly Alfarasha, who has already been placed in the Oaks and the Sunline Bars, and she's heading towards another big target in Australia as well. The Australasian Oaks, she's in a Cranbourne stable, so I think a family really to follow. And if he's already standing up now as a two-year-old, then what will he be as a 3 and 4-year-old? He was bred by Tiako as well, and I don't think we'll be seeing him in the listed two-year-old race this weekend at Ellerslie, but whether or not he has another start this preparation, one to really follow, I think maybe even the 3-year-old Crocodile, you never know, could stand up around that meeting as well.
Interesting. Trackside Media have got a slot holder in the Quokka at Ascot this weekend, and O'Sullivan Scott runner.
They certainly do, and Waitaki, the first a Kiwi actually to head over there since the Kawi was a long time ago. So heading over there in Perth, so Kyle Wilson-Taylor, who rode Grail Seeker for them at Trentham, actually retains the ride this time on Whitex. So he'll travel to Perth as well for the first time. Really nice horse, obviously, picking up the Group 1 Railway. They took him to Australia, to Brisbane, to take on the Derby as a three-year-old. And he ran really well over there. He's a horse that, by reports, travels really well. Smithy went over there with former jockey, actually, Erin Layton. So she's been doing the riding on him and working with him, by all reports from her too. He's settled in beautifully, so he's in good hands to try and pick up the spoils there in Perth. A $5 million slot race it is. Obviously, the favourite looks hard to beat, the local Amelia's Jewel. She went down narrowly last time to Overpass, but hopefully a Sullivan Scott team there, that Whitehead can get the job done and run well for the Kiwis. Hopefully gets that a nice draw too with the draws coming out today.
The Richie Murray Barn have got a good and nearest by the look of it, and that could well be destined for Caulfield Cup run this year.
He certainly could, Nereus. We saw Sean Ritchie tell Brendan Popplewell that at Trentham, obviously, when he picked up the win there and continued on his winning way for Waikato Stud, obviously bred him as well. So they've got another stayer trying to pick up some Australian spoils, this time in the Mornington Cup. And, yeah, it'll give him a golden ticket into the Caulfield Cup. Sean really thinking those type of tracks will suit him. He's not a big, leggy, rangy stayer, but he knows how to put it all together. And the best thing as well, Smithy, is I actually spoke to Sean Ritchie yesterday, and he tells me that Michael McNabb is going to retain the ride on him, a perfect time to get him over in Victoria. Cool. He's never ridden over there yet, but with jockeys obviously in Perth and Sydney, he's picked up a couple of more rides too. I spoke to Michael this morning. He's picked up a Hollister, a Tavistock there for Amy and Ashiari, and also a runner for Graham Begg in the Hariba Stakes, race number 7, where we will see the likes of Skewith go around there for Tiakau too. I see they've got 3 in it, but great to see that they're sticking with the Kiwi jock, bringing him across. He's obviously got such an association with Nereus already, and hopefully we can see Michael McNabb, of course, the two-time premiership winner, really do something there in Australia as well.
Pip, have you heard, or really, did Ellerslie stand up all right during the trials yesterday? Did it come through? It was a bit on trial as well as the horses yesterday.
It certainly was on trial. Look, it comes through beautifully from all reports. They've added more extra sand onto the parts that they were worried about and onto the Strathow. So all of the trials there, went back, had a look at them all, no problems. They've got the A-OK to run this weekend, obviously with a big meeting as well. You've got the Manco Easter Handicap at Group 3 level, the Trelawney Stud Championship Stakes for the three-year-olds, and a really nice listed two-year-old race. Good money on offer again, $100,000. Obviously, we've seen most of the two-year-olds that were prominent in this summer and spring, they've probably gone out to the paddock, so might be a time for another two-year-old to stand up. Wouldn't be surprised to see the likes of Tiakau have some running in that. So looking forward to the nominations, which should be out around lunchtime.
And just finally, Pip, as you touched on, you'll be hosting today 12 races from the Palmerston North Greyhounds. Have you got one or two that we might like to look at?
I certainly have. Brocky's Luck, I thought the bookies opening him up at $2 in race 9. Smithy was an absolute gift. He's into $1.90. He raced around in the Group 1 Hat-Trick Classic on Friday night. Comes back to Palmerston North. I just think he's got speed to burn, making him the best bet of the day. And if you're looking for one at longer odds, race number 12, the 5 Drunken Lullaby, he downgrades right back to C2 Company. $6.50, well over the odds for mine. He's my value player of the day.
Pip Morris, great to catch up with you on a Tuesday. On behalf of Entain, we thank you very much for your time. Have a terrific afternoon in the chair. Thank you.
Thanks, Mother. You too.